Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and finally today, cheers. It is time to relax and have a drink. In fact, tiki drinks. Joining me in the studio now to do that is Lonnie Newburn. He is the owner and operator of The Boston Shaker, the craft cocktail supply store in Somerville, Massachusetts. The Boston Shaker also just won Best of Boston, Barware from Boston Magazine.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! And Anthony Mutla. He's been a cocktail consultant at The Boston Shaker for 5 years and bartends at The Automatic in Cambridge. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
And listeners, we want you to listen, but we also want you to watch how to make these tiki cocktails. So we are streaming live on Facebook. You should head on over there and watch as well. All right. So before we start, we have a special guest with us, which is the cocktail appreciator and tiki fan, Radio Boston producer Zoe Mitchell.
Aloha.
Zoe helped put this together today, and it was really important that we have her help
Central to this segment. I am central.
And we are very excited. I suspect, folks, that there will be people circling the outside of the studio as we go. Lonnie, tiki drinks seem to be having a moment. Would you say that they are coming back strong?
Oh, totally. Yeah, there's been a renaissance. A lot of the kind of tropical drinks that were famous in the kind of 50s and 60s. In the shop, we see a lot of customers looking for passion fruit, orgeat, kind of these tropical syrups to make classic cocktails. There's a lot of bars and restaurants around Boston that feature tiki drinks as their main menu, but also doing tiki nights and kind of pop-up menus. So definitely seeing a resurgence in tropical drinks.
And tell us a little bit about the history of tiki culture.
Yeah, it comes from kind of the turn of coming back in the 50s. A lot of people were coming back from the war, and they were kind of looking for these tropical paradises. And people like Tiki Bob and Beach Bum Barry were bringing these kind of tropical oases to the people. You know, you didn't have to travel to get tropical. They were bringing these kind of experiences to them. So they started these really opulent kind of restaurants and bars. The tiki drinks themselves used to be a well-kept secret, but then now slowly and through some of the modern drink books, we have some of these great recipes to follow. So everybody is approachable now. It's not a secret. You can make these, you know, at home.
And Anthony, what makes tiki bars, tiki drinks so beloved now? Why are they having such a comeback?
I think the biggest thing is that they're really fun, especially in the cocktail renaissance, just kind of the craft cocktail wave that happened. Everyone took a real serious approach to things, and it was everyone had
very serious
ties and aprons and, yeah, all buttoned up. And the tiki thing is fun. It's colorful. It's tropical.
And you are fun and colorful and tropical. Yeah.
I wore my best shirt for the radio today.
These guys are both wearing aloha. They're wearing, flamingos and pineapples, the whole deal.
Comes with it.
So let's do this. What do you have for us today? What's the first drink?
Totally. The first drink we're doing is a classic tiki drink. It's called the Jungle Bird. It kind of takes the basic tiki components and adds a little twist. We're doing something, obviously this is easy tiki, so we want to do something pretty approachable for people making drinks for a crowd this weekend for the holiday.
So there's a thing that's easy tiki and hard tiki?
Tiki can be intimidating. You know, there's a lot of different ingredients that go into them. It takes some shaking, sometimes with different types of ice, but in reality, you can really make this approachable to anybody just hosting a party. So what we've done with the Jungle Bird here, instead of adding the ingredients, which are blackstrap molasses, lime juice, pineapple juice, and sugar, the twist being that this one does have a bitter component, Campari. We're coming off Negroni week, so 100 years anniversary of the Negroni. Some people have some leftover Campari. Instead of measuring those out individually, we batched this cocktail. Originally, this was invented as a punch drink. It was served at the Aviary Bar in Kuala Lumpur, and it was served as an opening cocktail or like a welcome punch. Mm-hmm. So you can do it in a punch format. You can make it as an individual cocktail, or like we've done here, add all the ingredients to this bottle. So we have the Medford rum in here. Blackstrap molasses is distilled from blackstrap molasses, or blackstrap rum. So it has this nice, rich, kind of funky tone. Luckily, we have one of the best blackstrap molasses here in Boston, Medford, coming from Grand Ten Distilling. We fresh squeezed some lime, added some pineapple juice, and then this red color comes from the Campari. Mm-hmm. And again, that's kind of a bitter orange flavor that's really going to give this a nice, bright flavor.
So we've got the recipes for folks, right?
Yeah, we have all the recipes at radioboston.org, and we will have beautiful pictures of these drinks
when they're crafted. Yeah, exactly. This is a really balanced one. Again, we just put every ingredient right here in the bottle. I've got some tiki mugs here. You know, we carry a wide selection of glassware and fun tiki mugs at the shop. So we got the parrot hair for the Jungle Bird, but we also have some other ones. But I've just added some ice to these. You can go ahead and just top them with ice. the beauty of this batch cocktail is that you can just pour it over ice. You don't have to do any shaking.
Do we need special ice or fancy ice?
No, honestly, just ice from your freezer is better than most ice out there. It's cold. It's going to be great to dilute this cocktail over time. These are great to enjoy at a porch party, you know, out in the backyard.
Adding ice. Like the ice to kind of slowly work.
Yeah,
its
just
way
like a mint julep. It's kind of settle in. This is, you know, kind of a nice rum punch, so you can sip it at the outdoors while you watch the fireworks. So I literally am just taking this bottle. If you want to use a jigger and measure it out, you can. Mm-hmm. But since this is all pre-batched, you don't have to really measure each ingredient. So I'm just going to pour this over the tiki mugs, over the ice. A little bit for everyone. Again, the more you can top this with like a soda or something to extend it and make it a little lighter, more like a fizz or a spritz. But you can just pour your pre-made batch into the different mugs. And then you can kind of pick your garnish here. Again, you've taken all the work out of it. All people need to do is kind of drink this. So we've chosen some pineapple fronds here. You can kind of just tuck those on the side, make it a little more tropical
freshly
for
picked.
Everyone.
They're
freshly
kind of sticking
picked.
Out of
yeah,
the
exactly.
tops of these gorgeous mugs.
Yeah, you can just buy a pineapple. You know, you can even just...
So Lenny, when you put all the ingredients in that bottle, did you shake it up? Or...
Yeah, we shook it up. We actually, okay. You can, if you want, pre-dilute it, add a little bit of water. That way it's ready to go just right off the bat. But yeah, you would just give it a little mix beforehand. Again, it's going to all chill over the ice.
Got
be
it.
A nice, easy sipper.
Mm-hmm.
For sipping these guys, we are going to use some hay straws. You know, we're getting away from the plastic
Post
stuff,
straw,
so we do have
America.
The hay straws. These are actually
it
wheat.
Says
or
hay right on the box.
Yeah, these are stalks of wheat or hay, and they're totally biodegradable.
And so they don't have any flavor. They don't put any flavor
no, they
into
don't.
The drink.
Yeah, they don't disintegrate. They will biodegrade over time, but, you know, these are all definitely ready for drinking.
All right.
Excellent.
So
let's
we got
do
some
it.
Tiki
do
mugs
it.
Here. You get the big jungle bird here.
I get the
Tiziana,
jungle bird.
Thank you. Over here, Zoe, you can have
thank
this classic
so
guy right
oh,
here.
Oh, good.
I'll enjoy this one
the
with Anthony.
Man.
Yeah,
cheers to
yeah.
everyone.
To the
clink.
Holiday weekend, tiki for all.
Yay!
Holy cow,
that's so good!
Oh my goodness, delicious!
Yeah, rich and rummy. Obviously, the pineapple. Yeah, the core kind of building blocks of tiki do revolve around usually rum, lime juice, and if you want to do some tropical citrus like pineapple, the twist here is the Campari. You know, it adds that nice bitter component.
Listeners, if you're not jealous, you should be. Let me just say that, and you should definitely try this.
I love the color, too. That
yeah.
It's got
pinkish
this kind
red.
Of vibrant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks great in a tiki mug, but also in a classic
it's got a
cocktail
kind of a
glass.
Flamenco color. Yeah, flamingo color, yeah.
You could easily serve it on a rocks glass, just in punch cups, things like that.
All right, yeah. So I'm mindful of time, so while
oh,
this is delicious, I'm actually going to say what else you got.
Next up, we're doing another drink. It's another classic tiki drink, but it's one that kind of goes under the radar. This is actually a gin-based tiki drink.
And that's like a thing, right? Because normally tiki drinks are rum.
They tend to focus mm-hmm. on rum. When people think tiki, they think rum. There are all different kind of base spirits used in tiki drinks. So that's why we're kind of highlighting the Saturn here. And we're using a recipe from the Smuggler's Cove book. Sometimes this is served on crushed ice, but this one here we're actually doing in a coupe glass. So you don't need to worry about crushing a bunch of ice for this. And for the gin, we're actually using a really cool gin. This is Privateer's Tiki Gin. Privateer's in Ipswich, Mass. But this is a gin that is it's sugarcane based.
All right.
So much like a lot of rums are distilled from sugar, this gin uses the same base. And then it has all the traditional gin botanicals, juniper being the big one, and then some other tropical ingredients. So you'll definitely get some pineapple notes as well. So
nice.
This is a cool gin, kind of specific
gin.
To this style mm-hmm. of cocktail, made locally in Ipswich.
Cool.
For this one here, this is not batched out as a punch, but I did batch some ingredients. One of the intimidating things about tiki is that a lot of the cocktails have a lot of ingredients. This is usually a 5-ingredient cocktail. We have the gin here, so I'm going to add my gin.
I'm a cheap. I'm like, is there more than 2 ingredients?
Yeah.
Rum,
so,
Coke?
So that's one of the things is that people see this kind of laundry list of ingredients going into their cocktails, and it kind of scares them off.
But don't be scared, you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. So on this one, I took this 5-ingredient cocktail and turned it into a 3-ingredient cocktail.
Excellent. A little
so
more
I
manageable
have
for
the gin
folks.
In here, and then I'm going to add some fresh squeezed lemon juice, which I squeezed ahead.
You can actually
so that's
see
ready
that
to
it's
go.
Fresh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very important, fresh citrus.
And then we're using 3 different syrups here. This cocktail calls for orgeat, which is kind of like an almond syrup used in Mai Tais usually,
okay.
But a lot of other tiki drinks. Some falernum, which is like a ginger, allspice, clove syrup.
Kind of sounds like you're making words up here.
Yeah. So this is the thing. It gets a little scary. And then we have this passion fruit syrup, too.
Excellent.
As opposed to measuring out a little bit of each of these syrups, I just kind of scaled all of those up and made one batch. So now I just have one syrup that I'm going to use for all the cocktails.
I feel kind of tricked because there's 3 syrups in a batch. Is it three ingredients or is it five? Okay.
He's going to do the gin with the syrup and that citrus. But yeah.
It's going to be delicious, I'm sure, regardless.
Yeah, you're going to run into the orgeat, the falernum, and that passion fruit quite a bit in the tiki world. So it's nice to kind of put them all in one ingredient there.
So listeners, Anthony has got one of the nice big metal, you know, those shaker thingies. Yeah, he's putting some ice in there.
10-on-10 Boston shaker, the industry favorite. It's going to do a great seal. Again, this is metal on metal, so when you start shaking, it gets cold and shrinks. Yeah.
All right. So I've got all my ingredients in here, my ice, seal up the shaker. Here we go. I'm going to shake about 15 seconds.
And the time and the technique matter on the shaking.
Yeah, you want to shake it up, wake it up.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Shake hard, mix everything together, get it nice and cold and diluted.
Kind of makes me want a boogie.
Don't hit your headphones with the shaker.
That's right.
Tropical music in the background.
All right. There we go.
That's all set here, and I'm going to strain this cocktail out. And we're doing this in coupe glasses, although you can do this in pretty much any glass.
What's this one
called? So it doesn't
again?
Have to have a stem. This is a coupe.
Coupe. What's the drink
this
called?
This drink is called the Saturn cocktail.
Okay, great.
And the glass is called the coupe.
Coupe glass.
All right. And glasses, you know, the containers are kind of a big deal for these cocktails, right?
Yeah, this one's a stem style glass, so it keeps it nice and chilled up and high, or up. You can serve this one in any format. The Saturn could be done over a tiki mug. If you want it on the rocks, you could certainly do that, but he's done it nice and elegant.
Okay, I got to ask the awful question, which is over 4th of July, people may be outside. What about plastic?
Yeah, we actually, there is a clear acrylic glassware. They do come in popular sizes and designs like the coupe and the old fashioned.
All right, so plastic is not out of the question.
Yeah, you can do reusable plastic.
And the finishing touch on this is a cherry that's wrapped in a lemon peel.
Gorgeous.
Give a little ring around a planet feel to the garnish.
Saturn.
Garnishes
nice
should
touch.
Be fun,
beautiful.
Especially
thank
in tiki.
You.
Elaborate garnishes,
this
fun
is
mugs.
So cool.
That's what
I know.
Makes all the difference.
I have a theory that part of the thing about the tiki is the Instagram culture. You're really big on Instagram. Like, I feel like the resurgence has to do with how photogenic they all are.
Yeah, you can.
Don't you think?
You can really kind of garnish as elaborately as you want. Flowers, fruits.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I thought I'd be all about the jungle bird because this one was a little intimidating, but this is fabulous.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, my
cheers.
Gosh. It's got this kind of sharp, spicy kind of flavor to it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's
right?
Really good.
Yeah.
And it's not overly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a competition, Lonnie. Don't worry.
No, I'm not worried about it. No, this one's super balanced. We did try this one out. I think even with those rich syrups, the falernum specific with the ginger and the lime, it's just a really balanced drink.
All right, so we only have... Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just marveling at how delicious it is.
It really is fabulous. It's really fabulous. We're spoiled. All right, we've only got a few seconds left, so I do want to ask you, what will each of you be drinking tomorrow on the 4th?
Ooh. I can do like just Jungle Bird, and I like topping things with soda or maybe sparkling wine or champagne. So I'll be doing like a punch style of this rum cocktail and then topping with something bright and effervescent.
Excellent. How about you, Anthony?
I'll probably be doing a lot of daiquiris and variations there, but I'm going to make sure I have plenty of limes and a ton of ice.
Excellent. That was Anthony Motla. He's been a cocktail consultant at the Boston Shaker for 5 years and bartends at the Automatic in Cambridge. Before that, we heard from Lonnie Newburn, the owner and operator of the Boston Shaker, which is a craft cocktail supply store in Somerville, Mass. The Boston Shaker also just won Best of Boston Barware from Boston Magazine. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
For joining us. That is our show today. We appreciate you joining us here on Radio Boston, which is a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Tiziana Deering. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.